Are you ready to switch things up? From Dennis Rodman comes a healthier alternative to those nasty cigarettes. Rodman nicotine pouches, available in so many great flavors like spearmint, mixed berries, and cola. The arrival of the Rodman Nick pouches couldn't have come at a better time for all you Zyn fanatics who are now looking for a new nicotine pouch after the recent shortages. Well, the Rodman pouches by Dennis Rodman are a slam dunk, formulated with passion from cigarette replacement industry pros with a legacy of greatness, and they're always delivering on flavor and consistent nicotine content. So head on over to Rodman9K.com, pick your favorite Nick pouch flavor, and use coupon code DRINKBRO for 20% off. Again, that is DRINKBRO for 20% off.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Joey Chestnut is out tomorrow on the 4th of July. Bet on golf, all right? It's going to be long shots across the board, I think.
I think.
Do you need to chat about last week or no?
We'd do it again.
Forever young. You're going to be forever young. Yeah, I'm not betting him again. I didn't do it. I didn't fall for it.
Give me him on the British Open, maybe the Scottish. We'll see.
Did his odds fall or increase?
So he went from 70-1 for the British Open to 40-1.
Oh, gross.
I know.
All right.
He'll have his driver fixed. He was all over the yard on Sunday, and he still won back with five to play. I have no regrets.
How did he break the driver?
Frustration.
Snapped it over his leg?
No, he bent it into the ground.
After
went left.
Wow.
I believe on the par five, got there with 2-3 woods the next hole.
Okay.
He still three putted, so that was cool.
Man, I'm leaning towards Koepka in that British Open.
You have
money on him. I know I've said this 1,000 times on the show, and I'll say it again. It's so tough when you don't get to see the live guys. Like
Rory's going to win.
Is he?
I don't know.
It'd be great. It'd be great for golf.
I haven't heard a goddamn thing since he stormed out of the U.S. Open.
He's disappeared, man. But it would be great for golf. Who ended up winning? Because I checked out on Sunday.
Cam Davis.
Did he really?
I got the wrong Cam.
Okay.
On the show.
Wrong Cam, Dad.
But I sent you a little thing behind
the
scenes.
You did, yeah, behind the scenes that you ended up betting him. So was that a live bet or was that before?
No, that was me not telling the audience and taking Cam Davis too.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Well, he won the Rocket Mortgage 2 years before that, so he's now a horse for course.
He's great.
Now won the Rocket Mortgage twice, so I don't know. Maybe you keep betting him every time in Detroit.
Maybe. Who knows? That being said, do you bet Sepp Strock in these beats? This is where he won last year.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. It's a terrible field. I'm not going to take Sepp Strock at, 15-1? No, thank you.
Yeah, 15-1. Sungjae is the favorite at 12.5-1.
Get out of here. No, no thanks.
Aaron Rye is 17.5-1. And then Jordan Spieth. What the fuck is Jordan Spieth doing playing in this?
He's won here.
Oh, he has?
This is the site of his first ever PGA Tour win.
He's looked so awful that I can't bring myself to bet on him. Even though he's clearly the best player in the
entire
field.
We're sprinkling the board. We're going with no names.
Oh, yeah, I am. Well,
we're going with some juicy odds.
I'm going, well, okay. I'm not going total no names here, but they're big odds. They're big odds across the board if you don't take any of the top five or six. Who you got here?
So we're going with a man who's been in the mix every now and then. Had some floaters in his eyes last time he was in the mix. Ben Griffin, hopefully got that shit fixed, and he can see right. He's 54-1. I don't love that. I would have much preferred Ben Griffin at 75-1. But 54-1, we'll take that. 100 bucks there. We're going with Adam Shank at 62-1.
I like that pick. I almost did that pick.
We'll prefer Adam Shank at 80-1, but we'll take 62-1. This field sucks.
Yeah.
And then we're going 100-1, Ben Coles.
Who is that?
You know, he missed a putt. I forget what tournament it was. It was a couple months ago.
Okay.
to force a playoff or maybe in a playoff. But he was, you know, he was right there. Fuck it. $100 to win 10 grand.
Wow.
Ben Coles.
4th of July special. I like it. Who do you got in your top 10s?
Top 10s, we got Alex Smalley at plus 960, $100 there. And then Zach Johnson, speaking of horses for courses.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Johnson, the Iowa man.
Yeah, it's him, dude.
It's not in Iowa, but it's on the border.
Sure is.
So plus,
close enough.
Plus 1175 for a top 10. And then top 20s on Andrew Novak at plus 300. Your boy, yeah. Neil Shipley.
Yeah.
He's coming out hot in his pro career. He's already like, I think he's been a top 20 guy the last 2 weeks.
I hope he wins it all.
Plus 330 for a top 20. Let's go. Grayson Sigg at plus 350. Chris Goddard up at plus 450. Let's go. $100 there. And then former winner of this tournament, who's actually won this year on the European Tour, South African, Dylan Fratelli. At plus 900 for a top 20.
Look at that.
Why not?
Why not?
9-1 for a top 20.
Why not?
He's won here before.
You'll never get those kind of odds on a top 20. I'll follow you in that one. I'll follow you in that one for the top 20.
He'll probably be like 8 over on Thursday.
Yeah, and just he'll miss the cut altogether.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is a bleak field here, guys. We're grasping at straws here. So I'm going with a fan favorite, and I think it would just be good for America if he won. I was able to pull this off.
The Postman?
Postman rings twice. I do have him on my card.
Okay. Yeah, I knew you had JT Poston.
I've got JT Poston at 28-1, but that's not the guy I want to see win.
Well, I thought the guy
I want to see in my heart.
The USPS as an American.
No, I'm not. I'm not. This is a guy I want to see in my heart who's a real American. Joel Damon. 68-1. If Joel Damon were to fucking win after... If you didn't see the Netflix show, and I know I reference it all the time, it's awesome. I'm rooting for him. I think it would be fucking awesome for the tour if this guy won over 4th of July weekend. Boom. We would all be rooting for this on Sunday.
He played well at the Rocket Mortgage.
He's looked great most of the year, to be honest with you. I think he got a therapist.
Maybe. He's not going to win, though.
He could.
It's in his head. He's a loser.
No.
He knows
he's not
he's
a, loser.
A loser.
He's got a therapist now. He does. That's why he's playing so well this year. There was a scene at the end of Full Swing this past season where him and his caddy are on a private plane. They start crying together, and he's like, you've got to go see somebody and start playing better.
He needs a hypnotherapist. That's what Cam Davis got.
I think that's what he has, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because there was somebody following around Wyndham Clark. And he's got his own therapist as well. Mm-hmm. And his caddy was like, hey, dude, I think this would really help you. He's been playing well this year. It's a 68-1. And then, yes, I do have JT Poston at 28-1.
Let me guess your third pick.
Go ahead.
This field's pretty fucking terrible. But
it's awful. It's an awful field. I told you I was going back to the well for one of these.
I'm going back to the well.
Who was a guy who won me last year.
I just figured JT Poston was the well.
No.
Who'd you win with last year? I mean,
Jason Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Jason Day at 28-1 as well. It's been hit and miss this year, but this is a weak field. If he's going to show up and win one of these goddamn things, it's going to be here or nowhere this year. I mean, for real. So if you're looking at this, I love the kid out of Ohio State. It would be a blast to see him win, but my heart is saying Joel Damon this
year. Yeah, like Neil Shipley. Isn't he like 50-1 or something?
68-1.
That's way too low for third career start or whatever.
I agree. It reminds me of what they're doing to Ludwig. Ludwig's, you know, top three every goddamn tournament.
Ludwig's like 10-1. It's not the same.
But should he be that high? I don't think he should be that high.
Yeah, because Ludwig's won on the tour.
I don't think Shipley should be this high. Like, no. I thought Shipley would have came in like
100-1.
Shipley
should be at least 110-1.
Yes, that's what I thought too, but it's not. It's 68-1. Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't either. So it's odd to me. One more time with your picks to win.
So we're going Ben Griffin at 54-1, Adam Shank at 62-1, and Ben Coles at 100-1. And Alex Smalley, Zach Johnson top 10s, and top 20s on Andrew Novak, Neil Shipley, Grayson Sigg, Chris Goddard, and Dylan Fratelli.
Perfect. I'm going Joel Damon at 68-1, JT Poston at 28-1, and Jason Day at 28-1. I'm going to do it just for Neil Shipley, just for America, just for Ohio State. I'll throw a hunch on Neil Shipley as well. I got to get out of golf season here. I'm having a bad year.
All right. What's the highest up in the odds? One of the bigger favorites that's Hispanic, that's Mexican.
Oof.
Because John Deere is
way down the board.
John Deere is shipping all the jobs to Mexico.
They sure are. So you think a Mexican can
just
actually
win
this?
Just in case, you know, for some synergy.
Sure. I mean, I'm looking at this field. It's so bizarre. It's very Most of these guys I've never even heard of.
It's a very white
Austin
field.
Smotherman. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Do you know who Adrian Dumont de Chazart is?
I don't know. That's a name that I've never heard.
250 to 1. I never heard of that person
either.
Go
further up.
Shay Reavy, maybe?
Chez Reavy?
Yeah. Is Chez a...
Chez could win here.
Okay. He's
But he's not Mexican.
He's 240 to 1. I don't see any Mexican people in this field whatsoever. Not one. Not one single person here. I mean, I'm scrolling all the way up through this. Jesus Christ. I don't know that there's one fucking Latinx in this whole goddamn thing.
Maybe not. Oh, Lonto Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
He's probably like 200 to 1.
I see Benjamin Griffin. I don't see a Lonto Griffin.
There's a Lonto Griffin. Control
it. No, I know who I know who it is.
He's probably like 200 to 1. So
if you want,
I'm going to go with the John Deere Mexican play.
I don't think he's in this field. That's the problem. All right. Camilo Villegas?
Villegas, yeah.
Okay.
He's not Mexican, though. He's
like, not?
He's like South American.
What are his fucking odds here? I'm looking at him. Holy shit. 600 to 1 for that guy.
For Villegas?
Yes. 600 to 1.
Really?
Yeah. What's the biggest odds ever?
He won this year.
What's the biggest odds ever for anybody in
the tournament? I guess, was that in the fall? Yeah, he won in the fall.
Okay, what's the biggest odds enter for a tournament that somebody's actually won?
I don't know. It's got to be up there like that, like 300 to 1, 400 to
The one. Only one that I can think of in recent memory, I think, is like maybe 110 to 1 or 120 to 1. But I can't remember anybody at like 5 or 600 to 1 winning.
It's typically a lot of olds.
Yeah.
Like, I bet Cooch right now is... Kuchar's probably like a 200 to 1. Zach Johnson's probably like 250 to 1.
Who knows, man? I don't know. Like, Stuart Sink is in this field.
Yeah.
How old is Stuart Sink?
What's he? 300
point?
To 1?
Fuck.
Why not?
Yeah. It's 300 to 1.
Just sprinkle the board, you know? Anybody over 100 to 1, just bet all of them.
Yeah. Matt Kuchar's at 140 to 1 over here on my bookie. You got Cam Champ at 150 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to bet the cooties anymore. They let me down last week.
Cooties don't do anything.
No, they sure don't. They sure don't. But that's the beauty of mybookie.com in these golf picks. It's a fun little lottery pick. If it happens, it happens. If not, we move on to the next week, and we're only 7 Saturdays away from college football starting. Thank Christ. As I'm losing my money here. I'm losing a lot of money.
Got the Scottish next week. British Open the week after.
Scottish Open's always tough for me, though, because it's like, all right, how well do you try to play going into the British? Or do you just trying to get in a couple rounds in?
Try to win.
British Open, I'm all in on. It's just one of my favorite tournaments of all time, and I love it. So I'm in. And then this, I'll pop on Sunday. And then hopefully Joel Damon wins. It'd be great. And a bucket hat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bet with us or against us, kids, on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS. To double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 for Delco Dan. I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.